Global civil society organizations have placed Uganda and neighboring Kenya under scrutiny following their decision to sign new bilateral health funding agreements with the United States, warning that the deals could undermine national sovereignty and data protection. Uganda, Kenya, Rwanda, and Liberia last week signed a memorandum of understanding with the administration of the U.S. President Donald Trump. The agreements provide for a 5 to 10 year of health funding and technical support in exchange for co-financing, access to health data, pathogen specimens, and national health system information. Civil society actors say the government-to-government financing model marks a significant shift in global health cooperation, moving away from multilateral frameworks that traditionally involve civil society participation and oversight. This is largely under the American First Global Health Strategy released on September 18th, which outlines a vision of to enhance U.S. safety, prosperity, and global health leadership while saving lives and preventing the spread of diseases globally. The strategy transitions U.S. global health assistance to multi-year bilateral agreements that strengthen local health systems, reduce inefficiencies, and promote sustainability. In a joint letter led by the African Public Health and Social Justice Network, civil society groups urged President Yoweri Museveni and other African leaders to demand equity and protect sovereignty in bilateral health arguments with the United States.